Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
One year later, back on the same old shit. Man, I know everybody's wishing that they could be rich. Feel like I fell off the plan, wasn't working out. Sometimes it's hard to tell what life is really all about. I always had heart, my mama said you could do it, just believe in yourself. Every step you have taken, another look down to me, of course, and this is love and hate. The struggle got me tripping, life caught me slipping. I got myself shook, I really lost myself. Feel like I'm stuck in the maze, I gotta find myself and get back on the road and lead myself into glory. I really fucked up, but really though, I gotta keep my head up. I talk less to people, now I don't see them anymore. I can be around negative people, cause I'm trying to explore life. Negative words trying to bring me down. If I say something wrong, then I know it's gonna be a problem. Niggas ain't got my back, all they do is talk the flag. I'm a dumb nigga, cause I should've been on the facts. To be honest, thank God I am alive. But sometimes I feel like I wanna kill myself. Suicide.
The struggle is real. Make out, people.
Back in 2012, we done made a whole group called Fanga Entertainment. And there was some problems lately, I've been stressed out and still at the bottom, didn't know what to do. I was lost for a minute, had to think for a minute, man, I feel like quitting. Cause I really ain't shit, so why I'm still living? Lord forgive me, I'm just frustrated. Niggas talking bad about me, I feel like the most haters.
A lavish style.
A life in a dream, that's all I got.
All I got.
Finna go jet, I'm aiming at the top. Pray to hope of God that I don't drop, I won't stop. Grind it all the way so I could be a winner. Made myself clear, I ain't taking shit from no niggas. Fuck all that shit, what do I catch up now? I just turned 18, feel like I deserve better. Let's go out to the world, man, I speak the shit for real with everything. I'm aware, like a win for the kill. And I know I ain't perfect, but still. Feel a dream, trace a free nigga meat meal. This is beginning of the journey. Surely, man, I do agree. Belly has shit. Now it's world of riches. Look at the movie screen. Do you see the image? Talking that one thing, and that's the life that I'm living. Fuck that in the street. I deserve a crown, cause it's a king of me. Fuck anybody who's talking about me. Never know you just disappoint me. I'm the future nigga, you just history.
For real.
What's up, everybody? What's up? You're now rocking with none other than the True T with me, Genuine, and Pretty Carter, and none other than Switchblade Carter. What's up?
What's going on? Switchblade in the building.
What's up? I know that y'all guys are not used to us doing any form of shows on the weekend, but, you know, thanks to Pretty Carter, you know, she wanted us to do something special tonight or whatever. So, you know, we are waiting for her arrival, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a great interest with that as well. And we want to get it right into it for her. We're going to dig right into it tonight. And we want to tell you something real quick. And first and foremost, this goes out to all you guys that are out there right now that either want to be in love or you want to, you feel like God is sending you the perfect man or whatever. Well, this is a public service announcement, and I don't care if you don't like it. Stop trying to turn dust into diamonds. Thank you. There it is. So, if you see some dust, please stop trying to date dust, because all you're going to get is dirty. Okay. So, what do you think about that, though?
You called me.
I'm asking you, what do you think about that? Like, what do you think about when people try to turn dust into diamonds?
Oh, my Lord. I don't know.
I mean, it seems as though that's what's going on for me.
Is it worth it sometimes?
I mean, think about it like this. It's never worth it. It's never going to be worth it. There's never going to be a time where you guys are going to be like, wow, Man, this dust right here feels awesome. Not this woman or this guy that you didn't fall in love with, but this dust. It's crazy. It's crazy right there. Real crazy. But, you know, that's how it is, real. And sometimes I can admit myself, you know, I fell in love with some dusty situations or whatever. But the difference is that I had the power to finally say, okay, enough is enough. And most people don't get out of relationships when they say enough is enough. Most times they're stuck. What do you guys think? The lines are open, ladies and gentlemen. Guess what? On a Saturday evening, 929-477-3273. Now, a lot of things happened this week, including the surprise that everybody was still talking about to this day of Donald Trump having to, now he's going to court because of the fake university that he tried to put together. Also, he's called Cinco de Mayo the wrong group of people or whatever while sitting there eating a taco bowl or whatever, and which is funny as hell to me. And then he got the nomination. So it was like a lot of stuff going on for him. You know, what about yourself? Is there anything that stuck out to you this week? Hello? Okay, so we probably had some technical difficulties going on with that for a while. It's just been, to me, I think this has been one of the craziest rides, period, when you really look at how everything's been going or whatever. And so I just want to say, you know, hopefully this week here we can have a more better suited week or what have you, because I think that this is what it needs to be. Like, a lot of times, you know, we get to this place where, you know, we don't want to, you know, we don't want to be all we can at this moment in time or whatever. So, you know, like the man told us a couple days back, you know, he had to move his family out of the city into the country just so that, you know, he can finally have some peace of mind and get back to raising his kids and his family like he did back in the day or whatever, which is great because, you know, you're getting to a place, you get into a place now where everything is everything, you know. So right now we're going to get into Blocka. Let's go.
Type of shit happen every day. All them a go on them a tap and clear. None of them have the guts to rise it and spray. None of them have the guts to bust the essay.
I got diamonds on my blogger. Service in my blogger. Yeah, that's my blogger. To my blogger.
I'm on that suicide every time that I ride, nigga. Come back with that good shit. That's that bang gang shit. And you know when I spit that, all I spit is that crack. All you niggas just whack. Nah, just had to say that. Yeah, I'm talking about D-Nice and your whole crew. Who the fuck told you y'all can rap? Get the fuck out this shit, dude. Man, I got them choppers. Yeah, I got them choppers. Spit all that grounds from my fucking chopper. And my chopper is my motherfucking pen and this fucking mic. Yeah, I'm coming at your head, Mike. Moonwalking on the fucking sky. That's how my niggas ride.
I got diamonds on my blogger. Service in my blogger. Yeah, that's my blogger. To my blogger.
You so crazy.
represent Magic Maine. To that bitch disrespect me, so I bounced up out that motherfucker Magic Maine. Ha! Got with diverse discola Dintrex. I call that Magic Maine. Yeah, your bitch still was on my dick. Every day when I came through over there, she was trying to rob my dick. And I let her do it. So what? What the fuck? Every time you kissed her, you was tasting my dick and nuts. Ha! That's what I call payback. Yeah, nigga, payback. And if you wanna get at me, you know where I be. Best out of B-Mo, move the fresh, and now what I be.
I got albums on my blogger. Service in my blogger.
Trying to do now is we want to hear from you guys, and we want to know what, you know, what hot topics really stood out from this week or whatever. You know, it could have been the death of Prince or what they found in his system or whatever. So we need to know what's what. You know, we want to hear from you. Okay. Now, come next week, we will have more. After all this time right now, with none other than Pretty Carter. I know you haven't heard from her in a while, but things are going to get back to normal. Okay. Tonight, what I wanted to do was to have you guys call in and talk about, you know, whatever you wanted to talk about tonight. I know that most media outlets don't like to, you know, let you guys do stuff like that. But, you know, you guys make and break everything or whatever. Now, what I want to talk about now is some breaking news. So saying that, at the Formation Tour that Beyonce has been getting it in or whatever and going out performing and doing her thing, there were two fans that were absolutely having relations while she was on stage performing. And I hear that and I'm trying to find out, like, how are they performing to songs that have nothing to do with sex? Like, really? Is this what it is right now? So somebody's talking about how they about to fuck a bitch up and everything. Oh, I get it. Never mind. So I guess when the person says they're going to fuck up a bitch, you decide to fuck the bitch. But I got it. Never mind. Never mind, y'all. Never mind. Wow. I mean, this person here took it a whole nother further or whatever. That's crazy. What do you guys think about what happened at the Beyonce show? I mean, I do believe in, I definitely believe in, you know, people having, you know, all sorts of unnecessariness going on or whatever. And my thing is, if this is what you want to do and you just can't wait, I say go for it. You know, I mean, this this show is definitely not for kids, because I'm telling you that much. I definitely believe that you know, maybe that's the reason why they was in there getting that freak on it. I think that's the reason why. What do you guys think, though? Call them right now, 929-477-3273, right here to the True Team. You can talk to me about whatever was on your mind. Now, also, I want to tell you guys that very soon, I will be at the default. Okay? So, if you guys have a chance to, definitely go on to actionshows.com/email. And I need you guys to go in there and look for the shows and everything. And I guarantee you, you will find it right on there. Okay? Now, I don't want y'all just to go on there and just randomly take a look at it, though. I want y'all actually to buy the ticket. I want to see the people who have been listening or what have you. I want to see you guys absolutely out when it comes time for you guys to actually be out there. Okay? Because the fans that we have are wonderful fans. And I just believe that together, you know, we could definitely, you know, rock this out around. So we need 10 more tickets sold. Okay? So I know for a fact that you guys will definitely be able to come out and join the festivities there when I will be at the depot here in Baltimore, Maryland. And if you're not here from Baltimore, fly down here to Baltimore and come see me, Genuine, in concert along with so many wonderful people. Now, of course, it is Saturday. You know, and I know you guys are probably going, what the world is going on here? Well, you know, one of my beautiful co-hosts, Pretty Carter, said to me, well, you know what? I think that we should do a show tonight. Just me, you, and moms and everything, the family. Let's get it together. And I said, you know what? I think we should. So here we are. And still, the lines are open right now. And since it is the turn-up hour right now, let's turn up right now with none other than one of my favorite songs. It's called Hands on Your Knees. Drex, Me, and Diverse. Let's go.
Chicken fine, but the shorty be the baddest. Can't rate her on the scale, cause her beauty above average. If a mother chicken tail, then they might as well do a suey. They is high, eyes like they mad suey. I am bud, girl, won't you be my booty? I am not, need you chill, so I'm looking for a goofy girl. Fuck me like you stupid, give me brain like you do me. Girl, we need to make a movie like some cameras and his action. And my stick with ammunition, then I guess your boy is packing. Got these planning in the package, I ain't saying cause I'm rapping. Here's the paint, real wild. Patrick, I ain't nicking, but your cootie, I am licking. It must be real hard, but my name is Scottie Pippen. I am beaning you so bad, need you open like it's Christmas. Oh, tell me what it's gonna be, and I be more than digits. Tragic, ass so dangerous, you
for some mad destruction.
Pity on fabulous.
Girl, you be killing them.
The way you shake it for the people.
Girl, I be feeling ya.
Me and Die on the whip and we be rolling up. And you can smoke like L's if you down on
what?
VIP veteran, pockets on Letterman. Y'all niggas corny, Leno, Letterman. And shorty is the dime, I mean the perfect ten. And then she down the fuck, then let her in.
Shorty fine, and I love the way she grind.
Yeah.
I'm nasty, I'm a pig, I'm just walking, talking swine. I can take you to my pen, I can strike out all your pins. I can wrestle you down, get that 1-2-3 pin. I'ma grab it, I'ma tag it, hit the field, and I'ma pass it to my homies on the team. And we playing all Madden. If you with it, that's what's up.
Okay.
If you ain't run down, that's tragic. Wanna bag it, wanna bag it. Ain't talking paper or plastic, come on. You're moving like a beast. You looking like a beauty. Yeah, that's what I call physique. And I'm not being rude, but I hope that you're a freak. Cause if not, when we get finished, a preacher, you'll have to see.
That right there was none other than Hands on Your Knees by Genuine Andrex featuring Diverse. I'm trying to tell you this, the track is really cool. All right, so we want to hear from you guys right now. We still have a little bit of time right now, and the lines are definitely open. Even if you want to call in and say, you know, Happy Mother's Day to those that, you know, because you know they're not going to be on air tomorrow. So you want to call in and do that as well? You can. The lines are definitely still open. And while we're waiting on that, we want to get back into some other news. Okay? Now, it was a rumor going around that from the Housewives of Atlanta, African sugar daddy just impregnated her. Now, as we know, you know, a lot of people has been spreading a lot of rumors about so many people. I've heard stuff about, you know, the National Climate and like they have, to me, no form of, there's no form of, you know, privacy in it. And there's no form of respect in it. You know? And it seems as though that everybody wants to be a star so bad. They're willing to break a person's spirit and their pride and everything else in between. You know about that person, whether dead or alive.
Huh?
That's what I don't mind.
And none of these things have been there where they feel like, you know, people are not supposed to have any self. You're not supposed to feel like, you know, you can actually make it out of this, you know. And it's, I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's very hard to act.
I think a lot of stuff, I'm not going to, but I think I'm going to pause on that a little bit. So, yeah, of course, most of you know,
want to be very, very serious and be proud of it. If you want to be around the game, you know, sleeping with every chicken in the building in the world, be that. But be proud of everybody. First of all, some people act like everybody owes them something, and then that's not the case. Some people are walking around acting like they're supposed to bow down, or people need to bow down. No, that is not the case. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about how so many people, how many stars and regular people, there's a lot of things and a lot of things that are here on Earth. And at the end of the day, we need to start treating each other as such. That's what it is. If you don't see each other like kids and kittens, then you start treating each other like kids. I'm a veteran. You ever thought about that? You know, that's why I did that. And, you know, even I could wear that for a whole lot. You know, but if you are the type to say, stop my man, or you're a woman, and you're like, this, and try to mess up another person, and start getting on the clutch, you're always talking on your phone, all the same.
See?
Be safe.